This is the audio guide covering the basic page layout for Core Exiles. What I'll be doing in this guide is breaking down the page into three different sections. We'll have the top or header section, the bottom or footer section, the main body, which I won't be covering so much as that is the part of the page that changes depending on what you're doing in game, what task you're in the middle of accomplishing. That is the part of the page that updates, whereas your header and your footer will stay the same nearly all the time. After I go over that, breaking down what is in the header and the footer fully, then I'll go into some navigation tips to help you get around the page quicker so you're not reading the page by hitting tab or arrow over and over again to get to stuff in a really slow and pain in the ass way. So I'm going to go ahead and get logged in. I'm going to start off by hitting Control Home to go to the top of the page. And from here, I'm just going to hit down arrow and read through the page. I will describe what the different parts are as I run across them.
Current location, Starbase 51 bullet, current system.
Here we have the status bar. I guess you could call it. It just simply gives you some stats about where you're currently at in the game, your status, so on and so forth. I'm going to go through it one by one and break it down.
Current location, full Starbase, -51.
So obviously first we have my current location. I am at Starbase 51, which you will also be at if you just started playing the game. That is the default starting location for every new player who joins the game.
Bullet, current, system, bullet, Ferris.
Telling me what my current system or solar system is, I am in Ferris. That's where Starbase 51 is located.
Bullet, faction, bullet, cal, dash, fed.
This is letting me know what the faction of my location is. It could be one of a couple things. It could be Galfed, Alliance, Confed, Pirate, or Contested, I believe is the fifth option. That doesn't hold much bearing as to what you can do on the planet, it's just there. I don't know if it'll be used at some future point. It does have an effect on what ships you will see in a system, depending on who is control of the solar system, but not necessarily the planet. This is telling me the law level. There are 12 law levels, 1 through 12, 12 being the highest law level, 1 being the lowest, obviously. This is important when you're doing something like combat. Law level 12 will have the easiest to kill ships. Law level 1 will have the most difficult ships in the game to kill. And of course now it's letting me know I'm docked because I am docked at Starbase 51. If I was in orbit, it would say undocked or in orbit. I'm going to go ahead and hit down arrow again. This is letting me know my captain name and the name of my ship. Captain name Holiday, ship name Wiener Schnitzel 2. Now because I am docked when I hit down arrow, it just gives me a
picture of location.
If I was undocked, it would give me a list of the most recent items in the news ticker. The news ticker is recent events that are happening to captains, some fake headlines, some updates in the game, just random stuff that you'd see news headline worthy items that refresh as you're doing different stuff in the game and as other people are doing different things in the game as well. Again, you'll only see that if you are undocked. You will not see it if you're docked and at a promenade. After this, we're going to get into the list of all of your ship stats. On the screen, you'll see this visually as graphics followed by their values to the right of them. It's a bar of graphics that runs from left to right across the screen. However, as we read it, you can just use down arrow to navigate through the different items. As they are graphics, you can also hit G to jump by graphic through the page, and you will hit on every single one of these, assuming you're starting from the top and working your way down. The way it'll work is I'll hit down arrow. It'll say the graphic name, for example, Shields.
Graphic Shields.
Under that, it will give me my current value, and then the maximum value, which I could currently have.
0, 0.
Right now, I have 0 shield, so it's 0 of 0. If I had a shield on that could hold a charge of 500, but it was not charged, it would say 0 in the first number, second number would say 500. If it was half charged, it would say 250 in the first number, 500 in the second number. I hope that's fairly straightforward in how to understand it. I'm just going to go ahead and arrow down through these quick so you can hear them. We have shields, obviously, which was first.
0, 0. Graphic armor.
Armor.
6,360. Graphic hull.
Hull.
6,998. 6,998. Graphic energy. 69,000.
Your ship's energy. This is a confusing point for a lot of people. Your ship energy is a resource which you can boost with reactors on your ship, and it's essentially how much power you can draw from on your ship currently. For example, let's say your basic ship energy is 500, you could add a reactor, which is plus 1,000, so then you would have 1,500 energy, and then you could equip a weapon that required, say, 1,200 energy, which you could not equip if you only had 500. It will not go down. You have a maximum energy, and that is how many items you can plug into that energy source. It's not like fuel in the way that it will go down as you play. You just add equipment onto your ship to boost your total energy, and that allows you to equip bigger and better equipment, along with using more equipment at once.
Graphic cargo, 0,2090.
Cargo is obviously how much you can hold in your ship. I think when you start out, you have a base cargo of 50, but you can get that larger by using cargo expanders. There's some specials that boost it, some pods, some reactors that boost it. You have all kinds of options to getting your cargo up and increased so you can haul more at once.
Graphic credits.
Credits are simply how many credits you have on your ship.
18 million.
This does not count what you have in the bank. This is only what you have in your ship account.
Graphic fuel, 13,626,43,500.
Fuel, obviously, that's how much fuel you have in your fuel tanks. By default, you can hold 3,500. I have 2 plus 20,000 fuel tanks on. That way, my maximum capacity is higher when I'm away from the game. I don't overflow on fuel. That is the end of your ship stats. Under this, you're going to get into your XP captain level and whether or not you have blind VI mode turned on. I'm going to go ahead and read this all as one, and then I'll go through it one by one, even though it is extremely straightforward.
Current XP, 7,537,700 XP, next level, 11,743,607, captain level, 154, blind VI mode active.
Alright, so what you heard there was my current XP. The second number was the amount of XP I need total for my next level, not how much more I need, but the total amount. Then my captain level, followed by the game letting me know that I have blind VI mode enabled. So I'll go through it one by one.
Current XP colon 7,537,700.
Let me know I have 7.5 million current XP.
Vertical bar, XP, next level colon 11,743,006.
To reach my next level, I need 11.7 million, so I have roughly 4 to go.
Vertical bar, captain, level 154.
I'm level 154.
Dash, blind, VI, mode, active.
And I have blind VI mode enabled. Under this section, we get into the four tabs, which I'll be covering in one of the other guides in the screen reader section. But just going over them quickly, we have
Link Graphic System tab,
System tab,
Link Graphic Account tab,
Account tab,
Link Graphic Mission tab,
Mission tab,
Link Graphic Assets tab,
and your Assets tab. The Assets tab is actually the bottom of the header or top section. If I were to hit down arrow, it would put me into the body of the page. There is no distinguishing factors in between the header and the body. It's just an easy way to break up the page for people to understand how the page is laid out. So I'm going to go ahead and jump to the top of the footer now that we've completely covered the header. To do that, I'm going to search new virtual find, so Control F, and then search M-A-I-L.
M-A-I-L. Center. Visit Link Graphic Mailbox.
This brings me to the mailbox, which is the beginning of the footer section. If I hit up arrow from here, that takes me to the end of the table, which I hit down arrow to get into earlier from above. So I'm going to go back down to my mailbox.
Visit Link Graphic Mailbox.
This is obviously your mailbox. You go into it and you can read your mail. It is broken up into a couple sections. You have private messages, notifications, payments, outbox, sent. That may be all. Maybe there's more. I don't remember. It's pretty straightforward. Your mail's in a table. You can read it. Mark it for archiving or mark it as important so it always stays at the top of the pile. If you can't figure out how to use the mailbox, then you have much bigger worries than just playing Core Exiles. Under this, I will have a number that tells me how many unread mail messages I currently have, followed by the current game time.
1 GT, March 13, 3:21 a.m.
As you heard, I have one unread mail message. I'm not going to read that now, and the current game time is something. I heard it, but I already forgot it. In all honesty, I recorded this tutorial so many times that there's been so many different game times, and I can't be bothered to figure it out anymore. Directly under the mail messages and the game time, you have a list of, well, it's not actually a list, but a bottom nav bar. A lot of people refer to it as the bottom toolbar. It is a giant list. Well, I keep saying list, but it's not an actual HTML list. It is a giant group of graphical links, which are for different things you can do, equip, unequip, view your ship stores, all that, different things that will take you to different pages in the game. I'm going to go through them one by one and give a little explanation of what each one is. The most important thing to remember is if someone tells you it's in the bottom toolbar or the bottom nav bar, this is the part of the page they're talking about. It's actually the very bottom of the page, and it's one of these graphical links down here. All right, so we're going to hit down arrow and go into them. There's nothing to let you know that you're in the bottom nav bar or toolbar. It's just you'll hear the graphical link.
Link Graphic Submit Bug Report.
Obviously, that's to submit a bug report. There are very few bugs in the game, but if you do find one, this is where you would go to submit it. And the process is pretty straightforward and simple. And if it is a true, legitimate bug, you'll hear back from Coops within usually 24 to 48 hours.
Link Graphic Help.
Help is something that is unique to every single page. For example, right now I'm on a promenade, so I'm going to hit Enter on this. Help will always open up in a new window. I'm assuming since I'm on a promenade, this will give me a help page based on what a promenade is.
Promenade reference 1. This screen is displayed when docked to locations such as Starbase or Planet. The promenade is your interface to the local services at this location. Promenades may hold stores, services, commercial storage, player markets, and more. Each one is specific to that location and can only be accessed when docked.
So yes, as I thought, this is giving me a guide on what a promenade is and how to interact with it. I hit Control W to close that since it was in a new window. If you're doing combat and you click help, you'll get a help screen on combat. If you're mining, you'll get a help window on mining. Whatever you're doing in game, when you click help, you'll get a help document for that specific page or task that you're doing.
Link Graphic Chat.
Chat, this is very straightforward. It is a Discord chat through the Core Exile server. A lot of people complain about the accessibility of Discord, but I have had no problems using both MVDA and JAWS using text chat. I don't believe anyone in the game uses it for voice chat, so if you go in there, it's going to be primarily text chat, and it is extremely accessible. Even though you hear a lot of people saying it is not, I honestly have not found any issues. Some with MVDA, none whatsoever with JAWS. I believe the main issue with Discord is the learning curve in figuring out how to use it and what the overlays are. Because of that, there is a guide on the Discord chat in the screen reader section, and I believe I will also mirror it in the advanced section, so you can go ahead and read that, and hopefully it'll help you get used to the chat for the game. Player bio gives you a list of career captain stats, which you can view. It's broken down into some categories by buttons. You have stuff like combat stats, hauling stats, other stats, which I can't remember off the top of my head, but you can go there, click on it. And this is also where you would go to turn on or off the blind VI mode. One really nice thing about the player bio is you go here and click on captain upgrades. You can see what captain upgrades you have on your account currently, and also get a complete list of all the upgrades you could buy out of the Core Exile store and have added to your account. With the header I mentioned earlier, this is a somewhat archived version of the stuff you would see in there, minus all the fake headlines, more like so-and-so has joined the game, so-and-so found something salvaging, so-and-so found something exploring. It's an archive of all of those type of events. I don't know exactly how long they are stored, maybe 24 or 48 hours, or maybe it's a finite amount and everything past that amount is cut off. Either way, if you want to see a archive of the past header events, you can go ahead and click on this link and view them. That's pretty self-explanatory. It is a log of your semi-recent activity. I say semi-recent because it actually goes back quite a ways, but you can see your recent Wesbeck hauling, Ashar hauling, passengers, combat, mining, trading, extracting, I believe, maybe, crafting. Anyway, there's a combo box that has a huge list of stuff you can view, and it'll give you the date, time, and what you did, and what the results were of that action that you did for that category. Skills are where you would go to spend unallocated IP on skill points. There is a guide in the screen reader section breaking down this page and everything you'll see on it, the layout of it, and how to buy skills properly so you're not accidentally wasting IP. Ship store. This is not to be confused with your cargo store, which a lot of new players do in the beginning. Your ship store is where you store stuff like weapons, extractors, reactors, cargo expander, shields. It's ship equipment, and you have unlimited storage in your ship store for this equipment. Whereas with your cargo, you have a finite amount you can store. Like at the beginning, it's 50 units. You can then boost that through other equipment like cargo expanders. This ship store is not limited. You have no limit on how many items you can store. You can store a million pieces of equipment in there if you want to, and maybe you'll get to that point at some point in your game. Ship loadout is where you will be going to equip stuff onto your ship. Ever since I've started playing, and I don't see it changing, every ship has the same exact amount of ship loadout slots. What you'll have are 2 weapon slots, 3 system slots, 2 reactor slots, 1 cargo slot, 1 shield slot, and a slot that will always be taken up by a biofuel propulsion unit, otherwise known as an engine, which is what most people call it. So when you want to put something on your ship, this is where you go, ship loadout, and you put it on or take it off on the screen. Personal loadout is the same as your ship loadout, only for your person, meaning you'll have slots for a spacesuit, sidearm, personal armor, tools, oxygen bottle, medkits, things like that. This is all stuff you will need if you want to explore derelicts at some point in the future. Specials are things you can put on your ship that do not require IP. The only requirement they'll have is a level requirement. This makes them extremely useful, seeing as how you can boost ship speed, cargo capacity, energy, armor, hull, all kinds of stuff using your ship specials. Each ship has a certain amount of specials, which maxes out at 10, or you can buy a Core Exile Store upgrade to boost that by 5, maxing it out at 15. I believe your starting ship, the Marauder, only has 2 special slots, but as you buy bigger ships, you'll unlock more special slots for those ships, as each ship has a certain amount of special slots on it. Pods are very similar to specials, the only difference being that they have what are called pod points involved with them. By default, you have 10 pod points you can use, even if you have 1 pod slot or 15 pod slots. Each pod has a certain amount of pod points that it takes up. So say you have 2 pods, each one takes 6 pod points. You would not be able to put those both on because that would require 12 pod points, and the basic restraint is having only 10 pod points available. Everything else is very similar to specials, meaning that you may have in between 1 and 10 slots. You can buy an extra 5 slots from the Core Exile store. On top of that, you can also buy an extra 5 pod points from the Core Exile store, so in theory you could have 15 pod points and 15 pod slots on a big ship. This is a built-in in-game notepad. It's fairly useless. Just use the notepad on your computer. Announcements are for recent game announcements. You will see the same announcements here as you would see in the forum, so you're better off just reading the forums and keeping up to the game that way. However, if you absolutely don't want to, you could click on this link and read the announcements.
Implants.
Honestly, implants have changed recently, and I'm not sure exactly what the new stipulations are on how many you can use at what level. I can tell you an implant is something you would put onto your person. There are different body parts like a head implant, left arm implant, right arm implant, left hand, right hand, left leg, right leg, waist, chest, left foot, right foot, eye. That might actually be all of them, but I'm not sure. Anyway, each implant has a certain skill set of IP skills. Well, not IP skills. Certain set of IP that it will boost. Meaning, let's say you put on a left hand implant and that left hand implant level 3 boost reactor attack by 10 and targeting by 15. Those are just fake numbers I made up, but that's how they work. You put one on and it gives you a boost in a certain skill or group of skills. There are 3, 4, maybe 5 types that are craftable. There's also a big thing with BIM modules and shells and all kinds of crap like that where you can build really, really fancy implants as you get higher levels and you want to start saving IP down the road. However, I don't really know anything about that and you'll need to find a guide or primer on the forums. I know implants are also based on your level, meaning the higher level you are, the more implants slots you unlock. That being said, you could never have 2 right hand implants on at the same time. You could only have a right and a left hand on. Anything more than that, you will need to find a guide or primer on the forums. But this is where you go to put said implants on your body. The finder is an external link for the game, but it's going to crash your screen reader or your browser when you open it because it is a table that has up to or around 6,000 items in it. It is a listing of every single location, promenade store, everything in the game all at once. When you click on this page, it loads a table that has all of that data in it at once, and it has a tendency to crash someone's browser or their screen reader. Maybe if you're using NVDA 2018.1, that won't happen as they were supposed to fix that, but who knows. Because of the crashing issue, I post a text version of the Finder. It's a .txt file on BSG around once a month. I don't know how often I'll be updating it, but as I use it, it should be at least once a month. You'll probably be able to find the downloadable link for that right on the main homepage under the Core Exiles heading. We can ignore this. It is a map. We're blind. We cannot see the map. I have heard that someone made a somewhat version of a text guide of the map in the forum somewhere. If you can find that and it helps you, all the more power to you. I just used a plotter and my memory to figure out where I need to go in the game. Obviously, this is a link to vote for Core Exiles. You can do this once every day. I think rollover is around 4 p.m. game time, but I'm not positive on that. The reason you want to vote is because each time you do, you get 200 fuel and 100 festive points. When you go to the festive store and see the amount of stuff you could buy at 3,000 festive points a month, it becomes very, very worth it to make sure you're doing this every single day. It's very self-explanatory on how to vote. You click the vote link, click the button for the website opens, you vote, close that window, click next, do that over and over at 5 or 6 websites, and then at the end of it, you click finish and you get your fuel and your festive points. Alright, now that I have fully covered the top header section and the bottom footer section, I'm going to go ahead and get into some navigation tips to help you get around the pages quicker. My biggest suggestion is to get used to using Virtual Find for JAWS, that is Control F. For NVDA, it is Insert Control F. To research something you have recently searched, you just hit F3, or for NVDA, Insert F3. Now, the way I use this on a daily basis is, let's say I need to open up my system tab. I just do a JAWS Find, M space T, hit Enter. This will always jump me to the system tab because it's the last letter of system and the first letter of tab. If I hit F3, you'll see this is the only occasion of this string of text being on the page. This is the best way to use the Virtual Find. Search something that will only pop up on the page in the string where you're looking for. For example, if I want my ship loadout and I search P space L, that's going to jump me right to my ship loadout. It's the only thing. If I want my ship store, P space S, ship store. Let's say I want my bio. Just search bio right there. This is just the easiest way to think about what you want to find. If there's a space in the word, it's almost always best to search the last letter in the first word, space, then the first letter in the last word. This ensures you're not hitting F3 multiple times to find what you want, but you're jumping directly to it really quick and you don't have to waste time trying to look for stuff. Also, if you want to get to your mailbox quick and you're already at the top of the page, you can just hit BV.
It
will jump you right to your mailbox. You can also search mail, but this is actually quicker than doing a search for mail. The reason that works is because if you hit B, it's jumping to the view button, which is for one of the first stores on the promenade. The next visited link after that, you jump to with V, and that is your mailbox. It really comes down to making sure you're thinking about it the right way when you're trying to find stuff, and you can make sure that you're not wasting way too much time trying to get to what you want, and you can just get there quick. If you want more tips, you can go ahead and check out the advanced section. I have some stuff on custom labeling, along with how to use place markers, and that allows you to set, like, I can hit A right now. And it automatically jumps to my armor. Because I have that link to a place marker with Jaws, so no matter what, if I'm doing combat, for example, and I hit a down arrow, it brings me to my armor, so I know if I need to repair or not, or if I can go continue fighting. You could use that place marker however you want. Normally it's K, but I show you how to change it and set a place marker and all that in the advanced section. That really is all there is to say about this basic page layout. Just remember your three sections: top, bottom, body, and how to make sure you're navigating quick and getting around stuff.